Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Piet Coleman and Travis Doe.
Hello from the capital city of Prague and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm Piet Coleman. As spring approaches the Czech lands, so does the instinctual pull to prepare for the summer months. No matter where you live in the Republic, getting away from the daily routine and back to basics is about as right as rain. Okay, sorry for that American Southern idiom, but you get the idea. Czechs have an escape route when it comes to summertime. For many, it leads to their cottages outside the city limits, to small hamlets, forested trails, or mountain getaways. Cottage culture is not specifically a Czech thing, but it is a way of life that's deeply ingrained in the Czech DNA. Usually a cottage is owned, shared, or passed down from one's family, generation to generation. The cottage, and I'm using air quotes here, can take the shape of many forms. When I moved here, I thought the average Czech cottage would be something from a fairy tale story. Thatched roof, large hearth, rustic ivy-covered walls. Well, not quite. While there still is much of a rustic feel about many cottages, most are considered to be First Republic or older homes in a small town. Yes, there are many dwellings tucked away in the forests, along the Sázava or Vltava rivers, or up the Krkonoše Mountains. But this just goes to show you that cottage life is a varied experience from one family to another. In mid-spring, sons and dads and grandfathers find their way to cottage getaways with a car full of tools, beer, and a can-do attitude to bring the summer cottage back to life after a long winter slumber. My work office window looks down upon one of Prague's main highway arteries to the south and southeast. It is a common sight on a spring Friday afternoon to see an epic traffic backup of these would-be domestic engineers heading to the cottage on Highway D1. They have a weekend of hard work ahead of them. Fix the roof, clean the gutters, check the pipes, rake old leaves and burn them, and generally air out the place. One or two of these fixer-up trips, and the cottage is ready for use. But remember, the work is never really done. I had a chance to sit down with Andrej Sepelak, a Prager that shares his cottage with his in-laws along the Sázava River. The quiet scenes of cottage life comes with a price. It takes work to keep it up and keep it functional.
From what you know from maybe other friends' cottage situations, the Czech experience is kind of interwoven with that idea of having cottages. But you also said last week to me that sometimes it's a burden because you're anchored to it, aren't you, financially and otherwise?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people say they just go to mow the grass and do some fixing, repairs, and then it's time to go home again. A lot of people, from what I know, a lot of people are selling their cottages because they just don't want to spend all their free time doing some stuff there, fixing things and maintaining the house or the cottage. They prefer to go somewhere else for the weekend.
You may be getting the idea that not every cottage experience is lined with a primrose path. Having a commitment such as cottage upkeep and other costs can be a headache and a responsibility some Czechs want to avoid. For many, summer vacations traditionally spent at the family cottage are replaced with trips to the seaside in Croatia, Greece, or the northern lakes of Italy. If it helps to paint this picture, think of the mass exodus West Virginians make to the ocean side of Myrtle Beach following down Route 77. or basically the hillbilly highway, as it were. And you know, when you think about it, Czechs have a wonderful work-life balance when it comes to vacation time, especially compared to Americans. 2 weeks? You Americans only have 2 weeks off? That's crazy. Yeah, here in Czechia, we get 5 weeks, and it's awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. What you do with those 5 weeks is up to you. You can perform continual upkeep on the cottage and spend summertime hiking through the beautiful Šumava forest, or make a run for the sea and some crowded beaches. Either way, that summer pull for something different is a strong one. This can all seem like a bit of a culture shock to a foreigner jumping into the fray, but with some getting used to, cottage life can become a welcome part of the expat experience. Atlanta native and Czech resident Phil Mullis married into this tradition, and every winter and summer he takes his children to their home away from home in the Krkonoše Mountains.
It's a pretty nice cottage from the outside. It has that completely traditional feel, the crossboard look with the nice cottage windows. The inside, though, is a modern building, if you will. So we tend to go up there on the weekends, and in the summer, the wife and kids will spend a couple weeks up there. In the Czech Republic, getting away to the cottage is kind of a common local short trip idea, or it's a way that people spend their weekends a couple weeks in the summer. In the winter, there's ski resorts nearby, and we can go skiing and sledding. My in-laws are very much into cross-country skiing. And in the summer, we go for hikes through the mountains and bike rides through the lowlands, the foothills of the mountains, if you will.
One of the bigger benefits to having a place far from the summer city heat is the abundance of nature that is either right outside your doorstep or within walking distance of the cottage. Exposing your children to the great outdoors is a must in Czech life, as Phil explains.
For the family, it's very important, especially for my wife. It's what keeps her sane. In the Czech Republic, for families that live in the city, in urban areas, having a cottage in the countryside or in the mountains, a place to get away to, as they say, in nature. These families that live in urban areas, it's a way to get back to nature and getting down to basics. Go out there, chop wood, build a fire, roast sausages, mow the grass, trim the trees, these sorts of activities.
Many feel that this experience of cottage life is part of the fabric of growing up Czech, something Andre and his wife want to pass down to the next generation.
For my wife, when she was a kid, it was so that winter's weekend or holiday, we go to cottage, daddy's fixing stuff, mom is cooking, and the kids play outside in the garden or in the forest. She's saying like it was awesome, of course, but it was always the same. And we've never been like to the mountains or to the sea or whatever. Anytime we were going somewhere, we were going there.
A little hard work and rest is needed to break the office routine, and this lifestyle helps to push the reset button. You know, my kids will spend their several weeks of summer vacation in the cottage in a small town of Volynia in South Bohemia. It is an area that reminds me of the gentle foothills of the Shenandoah Valley back in Virginia. This place is old and has much history to tell, but don't tell that to my kids. School won't be in session, and they are here to explore, relax, and have fun. They will roast sausages over the fire, help to chop wood for the cast iron stove, mow the grass, bathe in the river and look for frogs, and they will take long hikes in the foothills of the Šumava region, just like their great-grandparents did years and years before. We will venture out for day trips to medieval castles, hopefully find some good branches to carve for walking sticks, and dip our toes in the ice-cold, boulder-strewn Vidra River. I think an American expat can get used to this slower summer pace of Czech cottage life. We hope you've enjoyed this look into Czech life. We will have a great deal of places to take you this summer on the Bohemian Podcast that include the aforementioned region of South Bohemia and the upcoming road trip to Moravia, so stay tuned for that. My co-host Travis Dow will return for the next Bohemian Podcast, but if you want to check out what he's up to lately, stop by podcastnik.com, that's podcastnik.com, for all of our shows from the History of Alchemy to the Secret Cabinet. So until next time, for Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman. Have a good evening. Naskla.
You have been listening to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com, or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemican Podcast, thank you for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.